Welcome to the Natural Health 365 podcast, natural solutions for everyday problems. Are you looking for natural health solutions? Visit naturalhealth365.com for a free subscription to our newsletter, free shows, plus some great gifts. And now, here's your host, Jonathan Landsman.
All right, thank you for joining us. Our show today, A Healthy Home, Protecting Yourself from Wireless Technology. Let me ask you a simple question. Are you concerned about the health effects of wireless technology? I'll be blunt. If you own a cell phone, use wireless devices in hotspots like a laptop computer, or have a smart meter connected to your home, you'll want to listen very carefully to this program. I've produced many programs about the dangers of wireless technology. Despite the best efforts of the telecommunications industry, word is getting out about the threats posed by microwave radiation and the ultra-high frequencies that get emitted by these wireless devices. Today, on the Natural Health 365 podcast, you'll meet a civil engineer with a remarkable story. Personally affected by electromagnetic fields, our guest now dedicates his life to helping others to fully regain their health. Before we meet our guests, I'd like to thank our sponsor, Livon Labs, makers of the highest quality nutritional supplements on the market. The difference is in the delivery system. To learn more, visit livonlabs.com. That's livonlabs.com. And now, please join me in welcoming Jeremy Johnson to our show. Jeremy, welcome.
Thanks for having me here.
Jeremy, what got you so interested in this topic, you know, especially what we're talking about here with EMF pollution and all of this wireless technology?
Yeah, so for me, it started about 5 years ago. You know, I knew a little bit about this topic. I knew the basics. But the utility company here in San Francisco put a bank of smart meters right below our bedroom in our house. And within a week, both my wife and I, we couldn't sleep. Had headaches, heart palpitations, and so that got us to start wondering what was going on. And the only thing that had changed was that these smart meters had been put right below our bedroom. And long story short, we figured out that that's what was going on, and we did the research. And if you go online, you'll see that many people have been affected by smart meters. And so I wanted to understand why this was affecting people. And that's what I've essentially dedicated my life to the last 5 years. And there's just a tremendous amount of information that shows that this type of technology is just not healthy for people to be around.
And Jeremy, I know this is a personal passion of yours as well as mine. I want to make this really clear to everybody listening. We've talked about wireless technology and really asking people to think about this more for many years. Lots of different people have been on my shows. I've produced well over 400 programs. Much of it is dedicated to a lot of these things that are threatening our health. But today, we're going to be really talking about solutions. You know, most of my shows, I like to think of it as this one simple thing. A very empowering message for people. This program, no doubt, when you're done listening to this podcast, you're going to know how to better take care of yourself. And you know what? You're going to feel the difference as well. Isn't that fair to say, Jeremy? I mean, it wasn't like you just, hey, I'm aware of this problem. What am I going to do? And you were just stuck with heart palpitations for the rest of your life, right?
Right. And, you know, my background is engineering, and I like to figure things out. So I've always loved technology. I still use technology. But I wanted to say, okay, how can I use this in a way that doesn't harm me? And for me, it wasn't just this thing that I would just try to do. I had to do it because I could feel it instantly when I was using Wi-Fi or if I was using my cell phone. So that's essentially what I focus on is solutions. And there are so many ways that we can use technology, but just use it in a healthy way.
And I say this with a lot of love in my heart and a lot of compassion. I know a lot of people have been listening to my shows for many years, and you know I'm with you in terms of organic food, taking the best quality supplements, getting away from heavy metals, and on and on and on. And I know too many, Jeremy, and I'm sure you're nodding your head in agreement right now, too many physicians, healthcare providers of all kinds, and people in natural health and natural living, which is the vast majority of our audience, who are into all this healthy living and still have not personally addressed the threats of wireless technology all around them. We're all being bathed in this, but there's so much more that needs to be done. So let's move on. Jeremy, I know what really turned us on about your work is this amazingly clear TED Talk that you gave on stage in front of a nice group of people, but more than that, on YouTube, you know, the views are way more than that. I think you're north of 70,000 views on YouTube now, and I'm sure that's going to keep going up well over 100,000 very soon, especially after this show. What's the response been like since you've created that TED Talk?
Yeah, you know, it was something that helped bring this topic into the mainstream, because, you know, TED is a venue that is going to reach people who otherwise think that this topic isn't real. And, you know, for it to be on a TEDx stage, this was at TEDx Berkeley, and it was, it made it so that people could say, wow, this is a real thing. And that's the important thing, because there's so much cognitive dissonance around this. Because, of course, governments and corporations aren't going to say that this is a problem. And yet so many people are starting to be affected by this. So that just allows people to say this is real, and that there's also something we can do about it. And, you know, half of my TED Talk was about some of the science and some of the reasons why this is a problem. But the other half was about, here are the solutions. Here's what we can do in order to make technology safer. And I think that's been the biggest thing to come out of it, is people can actually see there is a way forward, and that we're not just going to go backwards. Because my whole thing is that we can actually make this technology a lot better. We can make it safer. We can make it faster. But we're going to have to get rid of some of the reliance on wireless technology.
Yeah, and no doubt, I want to deal with this issue, Jeremy, as I'm sure you have as well many times in the past. And that is, before we get into the solutions part of this for each and every individual, is this idea, this question, if you will, this concern people have about, well, why, you know, look, if Jeremy, you know, you and Jonathan were talking about this being such a big deal, why isn't this something that the FCC is dealing with? I've done articles like this on Natural Health 365. If you just can appreciate where the money is in this, the FCC commissioner himself has already come out in these public press releases, if you will, these press conferences, saying how there's literally billions of dollars at stake with this new technology of 5G, and it's so damn important to him, right? And using, please excuse my language, but that is his language, meaning that he has no concern. And you can see it in many other examples as well, that when someone, a reporter or a concerned citizen, brings up that, wait, maybe we should slow down a little bit here, there is no intention on his part of slowing down the technology, the deployment of more cell towers and faster speed wireless technology for our devices, because there's billions of dollars to be made from major corporations cashing in on this. Would you say that's a big driving force behind all of this, Jeremy?
Yeah, this is a multi-trillion dollar business. So this is huge. And it's one of the most profitable businesses. And the one thing that they can't have is a public that's aware of this. And unfortunately, that's really the biggest issue here. I went to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals this week here in San Francisco, where Berkeley is trying to become the first city to tell people who buy a cell phone what the owner's manual says, which is that you need to keep it a certain distance from your body. And they want to tell people that right when they buy the phone. And people really appreciate that information. But the CTIA, which is the wireless lobby, they have come in and they've sued Berkeley. And it was really interesting to watch it. And this is the level right below the Supreme Court. But the wireless lobby, they don't even want that little bit of information given to the customers, and they will fight tooth and nail to stop that. And so it just shows it's almost like they have to stay in denial, because if they don't, then it's almost like a dam could break and the truth will get out to the public.
And here's the sickest part, Jeremy, back me up with the validity of this, but it's actually written in small print that you're supposed to do this, yet they don't want it to be said by like a salesperson to a customer, right?
Exactly. Exactly. The FCC requires them to tell them how those phones were tested and at what distance they're safe. And that's only for the thermal effects, not for the non-thermal effects, which we know exist. And in the NTP study that came out earlier this year shows that it caused cancer in male rats. And now research came out in the last week that shows that it causes DNA damage in those rats. So this is the government funding of one of the biggest studies ever showing this.
And I know this is really difficult, sometimes a bit overwhelming to track what we're trying to say, Jeremy and myself, if you're new to this information. But what we're referring to here is the idea that we are plowing forward with 5G technology, more cell phone towers, faster speed, more wireless technology, more microwave, ultra-high frequency that are being put out by these devices like smart meters and the cell phones and all of this stuff, microwave radiation, yet we're only saying it's safe, sort of like what the vaccine industry sounds like, with everything is safe and effective, everybody go back to your daily jobs, don't worry about anything at all, and we're basing it on science that is decades old, only looking at, well, you know, if I put a cell phone next to a body and it doesn't raise the temperature at all, everything must be fine, and not looking at all at what these frequency vibrations are doing to us on a cellular level. And there's hundreds of scientific studies that show that damage is occurring other than being heated up. Isn't that fair to say, Jeremy?
Yep, that's exactly what's happening. And the science is becoming more and more clear. There's a lot of independent research that shows this. And what's happened is the FCC is just using the really old stuff. And they're not really taking into consideration what's coming out.
We're going to talk to Jeremy about what concerns him the most about wireless technology. And of course, in the middle of this program, we're going to jump right into it, how we can actually reduce our exposure to EMF pollution. And I got to tell you this, is something I really hold dear to my heart. It's something I do all the time. I've got computer screens and technology all around me, but you're going to see how you can really take charge of this and really help yourself out health-wise, and I mean mentally, physically, and emotionally. You're going to feel so much better when you take some of this advice. But first, I want to thank our sponsor, Livon Labs, makers of the highest quality nutritional supplements on the market. The difference is in the delivery system. To learn more, visit livonlabs.com. That's livonlabs.com. So, Jeremy, as I just mentioned now, wireless technology is changing so fast. I mean, it can literally make your head spin. What concerns you the most about what's going on these days?
Well, you know, as you've shared with your readers, the 5G rollout of wireless technology, that's going to be a big thing. And the main reason is that they're going to be putting essentially the cell towers on light and utility poles on the streets. So each block is going to have multiple cell towers. And these are going to be right outside people's bedroom windows. And I'm here in San Francisco, and they're already starting to roll this out. They haven't turned on the antennas, but they're already putting out the infrastructure. And this is going to make it so that people have those antennas 10 feet from their bed. And this is just, it's probably the worst thing I've seen outside of smart meters. So that of course is just not a good idea. But they're rolling out the 5G so that they can have autonomous cars, and the autonomous cars are going to have 8 different types of wireless technology, of microwave technology that are going to allow them to operate. So those cars are not going to be healthy You know, they're doing this to save lives on the road, and it may do that in some regard, but we're going to be filling our lives with this microwave radiation, and it's just not wise. And then in our homes, the smart home is really the thing that's being pushed. And a lot of new homes have this, where essentially every appliance, the TVs, your toothbrush, it's all connected via microwave radiation to either your Wi-Fi router or to the smart meter, and all of this is going to be in your house, and so it's not healthy. There's security risks and privacy risks, but those are three of the biggest things that I see coming that people should do their best to educate themselves and their neighbors about, and to simply not go down that path, because that's how we're gonna stop a lot of this, is by not being a part of it.
Yeah, and as you're speaking about all this, Jeremy, I'm speaking a lot to the younger generation right now. I don't want to use the word brainwashing. You know, you'll turn me off and, you know, tune me out and not listen to this message, but you are getting such a limited view as to what's going on. And Jeremy, I'm sure you can appreciate what I'm saying. It's just such a perception that is super cool that you can control everything from your smartphone. You could turn dinner off. You can turn alarm systems on and off. And nobody is thinking about the microwave radiation that is going and bathing everybody, every living thing. And this idea of privacy is completely going out the window. This invasion of privacy is going to be so easy by parties that we may not be really wanting to nosy around in our business, but this information is going to be sold off to all kinds of companies. Hey, how often do these people in this neighborhood use this, that, or the other thing? And what time is it the peak usage or the least usage? I mean, it's crazy what this wireless technology is going to be empowering some companies and disempowering to so many others.
Yeah, for individual rights, this is not a good idea. And to the point of the younger generation, you know, when I gave that TED talk, a student at Berkeley, you know, she said, you know, this is the first time I've ever heard this, that this technology could be dangerous. And she said something that really struck me. She said, you know, even if it is dangerous, I don't know that I would change my behavior. And that shows, because I really, you know, people are 20 years old now. They've grown up with this technology, and it's become a part of their lives. And they haven't yet had their friends who have been injured by this. So it may take some time, but eventually I think they're going to understand that there's a downside to this technology.
Jeremy, you are on the right track, and I really do appreciate all your efforts. And again, for all the younger people out there, you just don't have the years of experience, Jeremy. I couldn't agree with you more. It's going to be probably very too late for a lot of people out there, and most of them have never heard even from a different perspective the way I do, listening to people like the head of Google and players like that talking about how this is all social engineering. This is all by design. This is not an accident that they're making the cell phone, they're making wireless technology part of the fabric of human existence. I mean, I know it sounds very dramatic the way I'm putting it, but you know, in quite literal terms and very good business sense for them, this is exactly the quote unquote cool direction that they want to take the entire, you know, society, right?
Yeah, it's, you know, there's a couple points to this. There's the addiction part of it. You know, people literally become addicted to their phones and to always being connected. And then there is the social engineering part of it. You know, here in the Bay Area, if you listen to NPR, there's a advertisement for the Eric and Wendy Schmidt Foundation. He was the, you know, chairman of Google. And it always says, in a world where everything is connected, and the point of that is that every device in the world will be connected to the internet, and they make that sound, you know, through microwave radiation, and they make that sound like that's going to be an environmentally sustainable, a good thing for the environment. And it's completely wrong, but it's part of their business model, because the more data there is, the more things that are connected to the internet and the Internet of Things, the more money they're going to make. And it's just, it's not a good path for our society.
So, Jeremy, let's get into it. How do we reduce our exposure to this EMF pollution? Talk to us about it, please.
Yeah, so the most important thing is your home. And within your home, the most important place is your bedroom. You want to have a place where you sleep where there's as little electromagnetic pollution as possible. So, of course, you want to turn off any wireless devices, turn off your router, keep your phones outside of your room. I would turn everything wireless off at night. But it's not just the wireless component. There's the low-frequency magnetic and electric fields, and then there's dirty electricity. And these are things that you can reduce in your home. And they actually have as big of an impact as the wireless technology. So in my bedroom here in San Francisco, we actually have, it's great, some of these older homes have plaster and lath walls, which actually has metal in the wall, which blocks a lot of the wireless signals. But I also turn off the circuit breakers into my bedroom at night, and that will reduce the electric fields. And I've made it so that the magnetic fields are also as low as they can possibly be. And so if you sleep in an environment where your electromagnetic pollution is really low, you're going to sleep well, you're going to sleep deeply. That's when your body recovers. That's when it truly rejuvenates. And if you can do that at night, then during the day, you're going to be much healthier. And that's the number one thing that people can do.
I mean, isn't it true? There are some people that are so dreadfully sensitive to all of these frequency vibrations dancing around in their body and destroying things, causing headaches, dizzy spells, nausea. I mean, these people literally can't function. I can't imagine what life is like for those people, that they have to literally get up and move to some of these more EMF-free areas of the country that are probably so hard to find these days. But isn't it true that some people literally are setting up camp in places like that?
Yeah, there's communities like Green Bank, West Virginia, and Snowflake, Arizona. And I know quite a few people who, you know, they're living in the mountains somewhere in California, or they're living somewhere close to where they're from, because they can't go across the country. And nor do you kind of recommend that. You know, I've had almost 3,000 people contact me who are going through this. And the majority, the overwhelming majority, are trying to find ways to live either in their current home or in their communities, and just trying to figure out how are they going to live, how are they going to be with their family and near their work and in their community. And I don't think our path is to make it so people have to go and live in the woods. We want to make it so that people can live in our communities, and that's the most important thing.
So no doubt, Jeremy, things like turning off the cell phone, also hardwiring all of our equipment, getting away from wireless, talk about the cordless phones, things like that. Go through it a little bit more for another minute or so.
Yeah. So you don't want to have a cordless phone. If your cordless phone says DECT on it, DECT, it's radiating all the time, 24/7, and they're very powerful. So like right now, I'm speaking on a AT&T wired phone with a landline. It's great. It's great quality. And another thing, one of the most visited pages on my website is how to have a safe baby monitor. Because, you know, new parents, they have their newborn, and one of the first things they do is they go and buy a wireless baby monitor, and they put it next to the baby, you know, 3 feet away. Well, these are very powerful emitters of microwave radiation, so you don't want to have one of those. I have a wired version on my website, and then there's a couple other that have much less microwave radiation. when it comes to your phone, there's a few things for your cell phone. You know, airplane mode is one of the best things to do. But you also, in your settings, you're going to see that there's multiple different types of antennas. There's Wi-Fi, there's Bluetooth, there's a cellular data. If you turn off all of those antennas, then your phone will operate like the phone we had 10 years ago, where it would only radiate if you got a text message or if you sent one or a call, and that's really the best way. You can have a smartphone and you can have it for emergencies, but just keep all those antennas off, and then you have a phone that's not radiating very much, because if the cellular data is on, it's always checking your Facebook or your Gmail every, you know, 5-10 seconds. So that's actually one of the best things you can do if you use a cell phone a lot.
I've got an interesting question to ask Jeremy in just a moment. But first, I want to thank our sponsor one last time, Livon Labs, makers of the highest quality nutritional supplements on the market. The difference is in a delivery system. To learn more, visit livonlabs.com. That's livonlabs.com. Jeremy, I'll be honest with you. I've had, you know, severe doubts about what I'm about to ask you, and I'm often wondering if, you know, these kind of things also encourage people to sort of, in a certain sense, recklessly use their wireless technology even more than ever before. But do you see that these personal protection devices, these pendants and these chips that they're selling on the internet, do they really work?
You know, there's hundreds of these products out there, and some are more popular than others. I've had quite a few companies, you know, mail me their version so I can test it for them, and they usually want me to then, you know, feature it on my website or something like that. And I've tried many of them, and honestly, I've never found anything that works for me. And I'm fairly electrically sensitive. You know, I can feel these things, and I've never found anything that truly helped for me. And I think what happens a lot is you get people who aren't really electrically sensitive, and they put a sticker on their phone or a chip, and they say, oh wow, this is so much better. But really, it's not doing anything. And what really I think is dangerous is when people put, you know, a sacred geometry sticker on their phone, and then they put their iPhone to their head for an hour a day, thinking that they're protected. And that just doesn't work. And so the thing people should be doing is using distance. Distance is the primary thing that helps with these technologies. So use speakerphone. Put the phone on the table 5 feet away from you and use a headset. You know, things like that are what really works.
You know, also, Jeremy, again, not to toot my own horn or anything, I'm just speaking out loud about what I tend to do. I mean, yes, I have a smartphone, I've got a cell phone, but I mean, I just don't give out the phone number. You know what I'm saying? No, very few people have that phone number. Close people within my circle of friends, and they text, and, you know, even if they give a call, I say, you know what? What's the landline? What's the phone number I can call you back? Or can you just call me? I'm right here at my landline phone number. Do you mind just calling me up there? You know, I don't try to change anybody else, but I got to tell you, I just stay off the phone and just stay away from it almost all the time throughout the day, you know?
Yeah, you know, people are really surprised when I tell them I haven't taken a phone call on my cell phone for 4 years. You know, I will do a text message here and there, kind of as an emergency, like to tell my wife I'm running late. But that's essentially all I use that phone for. And people just know if they want to get in touch with me, they send me an email to my wired computer.
One of the little fun things I get when I get my phone bill every month is they tell you how many minutes, you know, on your device that you've used. And when I see mine is like, you know, 12 minutes or like 9 minutes in total for the whole month, I'm like, yes, that's good. So anyway, you know, as we close out the program, Jeremy, you know, you have a book out. Talk about the name of your book. I know you focus a lot on the home. So again, talk a little bit more as we close out the program, because I couldn't agree with you more. Your home, especially where I'm working a lot out of, you know, we spend so much time there just sleeping 6, 7, 8 hours a day. I mean, come on, a third of our lives are spent at home. How can we make our home even more safe and healthier for us to live in?
Yeah, so that's the home is the thing that we have control over. And it's the last 2 years, I've written this book about it, and I've literally just finished it this week. I have my final draft, and you know, the book has the steps you could take to find a home if you're in the market to rent or purchase a home, because there's a whole process to that, to make sure that you got all the electromagnetics right before you buy a new home. And but then I also talk about how you can measure these fields, or how you can have the right professional come out to measure them for you. And then I have a whole section on how you could actually make your current home much safer. And I get into much more detail than we could possibly do on this interview. But there are a lot of things that you can do. And also, if you're remodeling a home or building a new home, there are so many things that you can do to make sure that that home is really good from the beginning. And it really is all about how you do the wiring, what type of wiring you do. Make sure there's no wiring errors. Most homes have 2 to 3 simple wiring errors where neutral connections are inadvertently connected, and it creates a huge magnetic field throughout part of the home. And it could literally take you or an electrician 20 minutes to fix these, and your electromagnetic environment would become much cleaner.
And we do have a whole industry, which I think is a wonderful industry, that has been created out of everything we're talking about today, called building biologists, right? You can actually look for a building biologist, someone close enough to you. And I'm sure you can do consultations, Jeremy, on the phone and coaching people. I mean, there's ways to get real clarity over each and everybody's certain situation, right?
Exactly. And if anyone listening to this wants to have a building biologist or an EMF consultant, come to them. Just send me an email. Go to my website. It's just emfanalysis.com. And send me an email, and I have a whole network of people that I trust around the country, and I can put you in touch with someone who's really good.
Jeremy, a lot of information we covered in a short period of time. I hope this motivates people to take action. And all I can say to you is I want to thank you so much for being so generous with your time today. I really appreciate it, Jeremy.
It was great to be here. Thank you.
The show was brought to you by NaturalHealth365.com. Are you looking for natural health solutions? Visit NaturalHealth365.com for a free subscription to our newsletter, free shows, plus some great gifts. Thank you for listening, and be sure to join us next week for another great show.